Lifetime Achievement Award. Oh. You won at the MLK celebration.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, it was a great honor. I'm really pleased.
Yeah, we're proud of you, and that was a great event.
Speaking about lifetime achievement, you, as I mentioned in my opening, you've become a sort of an icon and a blues representative in this town. And we, as a people and as personally and as a radio station, we want to thank you for your representation and keeping the blues alive.
I'm honored to be a part of the Portland music community. I've been doing this for a long time, and it's a labor of love.
Absolutely, and I should mention for our audience sake that that composition was let me see, All the Funk That You Want. And this is from a CD, one of Norman's CDs, entitled A Family Affair, Music from the Soul.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. I guess one of the things I wanted to kind of start off with, particularly because it's Black History Month, and this music is such a part of our history, and it's so representative of our history in so many ways. How can you describe the importance of the blues to our history from your standpoint, in the history of this nation, the history of this this city, the history of us as individuals?
Well, being from the South, I came to Portland, Oregon in 1957. My family moved here from Louisiana. I came to Oregon to attend my first integrated school. I think that the blues history is a good reference point from the old days of slavery, the working in the fields, the beginning of the rhythms of the African drum beat that contributed to the work songs. The people couldn't speak, but they had the rhythm of their work and their toil and the tear-stained eyes and mournful cries of oppressed people put the blues and the gospel into play. And that's my reference point when I talk to young people today and try to share the history with them, is that the hip-hop and the jazz, everything that you hear, that, far as I'm concerned, it comes from those roots right there, the music. And I think the Beatles and all the British artists that came here and became great, the Rolling Stones, they attributed to Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker and Buddy Guy. They were looking for these gentlemen like it was the Holy Grail. And that gives a lot of validity to that basic reference point of the work songs and the way the music has laid the foundation. The Afro-American art form has laid that foundation. So when I talk to young people in middle schools, I'm doing an artist in residency at Irvington School at present, and teaching songwriting. And the blues is the reference point, and gospel is the reference point for my teaching there.
And I know that you at one time was heavily involved with Ethos.
Yes, did a lot of blues in schools with Ethos, working with the new youth music project out in Westland. We've done blues history classes at Beaver Creek and a bunch of outlying schools with Janice Scroggins on keys, LaRonda Steele on vocal, my bass man Rob Shoemaker, Paul Shoemaker on drums. And we go in and we talk to the kids for 1 hour. We start off with a gospel, you know, song to show the gospel
that connection,
influence, and then we do the something that's got a little field holler thing in it, and we do the 12-bar blues and explain that. And what's really good about that presentation is that Janice Scroggins, then we will let her introduce herself to the kids, and she'll play a Scott Joplin or W.C. Handy piece for the children and show them when the music was written on paper for the first time.
That Janice, she's so talented.
She's a monster, man. You know, she's really a great lady, and she helps the community in so many ways.
Yeah, her daughter was down here to the studio, helping to promote the King Day. And did you always know? And again, I want to remind our listeners that you're listening to KBOO 90.7. Today we're having a telephone interview, for obvious reasons, with Norman Boogie Cat Sylvester, in honor of African American History Month, and also in honor of our winter membership drive. And so, as we think about how the importance of blues is to a people, to this town, and we're going to get more into that in depth in a minute, but as we listen to that and reflect on that, please don't hesitate to give us a call here at our membership number here at KBOO 90.7 FM, okay? It's very, very, very important. We're going to be stopping and talking to Justin in just a moment for him to update us on the numbers and so forth. But Norman, did you always know that you would sing the blues, or at what point did you discover that blues was your, not only your forte, but would become your livelihood?
Well, my journey in music started with my father singing in a gospel quartet in Louisiana. I used to get up on Sunday mornings and listen to him sing over the radio out of Monroe, Louisiana. My grandmother, Lula Johnson, she didn't ask me to join the church choir when I was a little kid. She told me I was in the choir. So she volunteered me for the choir.
Yeah, similar
but
situation.
But she loved the old Hank Williams song, Goodbye Joe. And when guests would come over, you know, when I was about 9, 10, she would have me tell me to come out and sing that song, because we would hear that song over radio out of a Nashville studio radio station, and I'd sing Goodbye Joe for the guest. And you know, I've been singing all my life, but you know, I made my first recording in 1969, which was just a soul thing, but I always loved B.B. King and Buddy Guy and all the old cats, Muddy Waters. And I worked for trucking company and started in 1968. I worked for 25 years in the trucking industry. And I wrote my first album on the graveyard shift at PIE Trucking Company on Swan Island. On the Right Track is the title of the CD. That CD, those lyrics, was written on the graveyard shift. But what made me start writing the blues and my life was I fell in love with the Harlem Renaissance, the Renaissance of Harlem, and I fell in love with Langston Hughes. And Langston Hughes' writings influenced me to write about my experiences, like the trucking company going broke. My song Hard Times depicts that. The Barrel House Shuffle depicts the barrel houses in Bonita, Louisiana. The church folks on the front street, the barrel houses on the back street. That's on my first CD. That was all written through the influence from Langston Hughes. So my first knowledge is I would play the blues was 1965. I was at the Reed College Commons, and Buddy Guy was playing. And I went backstage and talked to him, and Buddy was nice to me, and I told him I played guitar. He said, "Do you play the blues?" I said, "Yes, I do." And he said, "You want to go out and open the set up with my band?" And told his road manager to take me out, and I said, "I don't have a guitar." He said, "Play my guitar." So I played Buddy Guy's guitar at the Reed College Commons in 1965 for two numbers for a crowd of people in the room, and I was hooked after that.
But hooked with performing or just blues?
Yes,
in itself?
Yes, I performed doing music on the side the whole while I worked at PIE after that. I opened for B.B. King in 1987 at Darlene Schnitzer Hall. Went back to the trucking company the next day. So I worked the trucking company, went broke in 1990, and at that point I went through the Dislocated Workers Program, for the state of Oregon, and decided to play blues, being my band full time.
You opened for such jazz and blues greats as B.B. King and Mavis Staples.
Yes.
Among others, in terms of, you just mentioned Buddy Guy. Mm-hmm. How did you find that experience? How do you deal with the pressure of that, playing in front of these icons? And were they some of your, and who were your, some of your biggest influences musically?
Those were my biggest influences, and I was in awe. I love the Staples singles. Pop Staples was one of my greatest idols. Mm-hmm. The Staples singers, B.B. King, Buddy Guy. 1991, I was at the Eugene Blues Festival with B.B. King and Buddy Guy. It just was such an honor to be with people that traveled the road, man. They did the Chitlin Circuit, and they paid their dues, man. I could never play the blues like Muddy Waters, because Muddy Waters, he plowed plowed the fields with a mule, man, you know, in front of pulling the plow. You know, he worked hard. So his blues is a total different blues, but I can draw from Muddy's energy. I can draw from BB's energy and Buddy's energy. Those guys lived a different life than me, but their influences are in my playing. They influence my playing all the time and my soul for music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You mentioned, those guys paid their dues and was on the road and so forth. And you and I were talking about this snowstorm earlier before we got on the air, and you was talking mm-hmm. about how you got caught down in Eugene.
Yeah, well, you know, the music says if you got a contract, man, like I had a contract for a private corporate gig in Eugene back in December when we had that bad snow down south. We chained up right out of Salem. It took me 4 hours to get to Eugene, but when I got there, the people were so happy to see me because they thought I might cancel it, but I had a contract, so I had to go there. We had a great party, but BB, he's 88? I'm 68. His birthday is the same date as mine, September 16th. BB is still on the road. He's traveling in
mm-hmm.
class,
mm-hmm.
but he's still out there on the road, which says a lot for the ambassador, the king of the blues, to
yeah.
still be out there. I just love him so much for his contributions to an art form that he loves.
And the undisputed king of the blues.
Undisputed, yeah, no doubt.
You went to Jefferson High School. Did you play music at Jeff, or how was that experience for you?
I met Isaac Scott at Jefferson High School, who's ended up to go on to, I started a family here in Portland. He moved to Seattle and became the king of Seattle blues. I lost him. He was 56. I lost him to complications from diabetes. And he was... I met him at Faith Tabernacle Church up on Wygan and Williams Avenue. He was a guitar player in that church, and he was awesome. He played Freddie King just like Freddie King. So we'd go up to Jefferson and set up our little small amplifiers in front of the auditorium and play the guitar blues before we went to class, and we'd put our guitars and little amps in our lockers and go to our classes. But I sang in the Boys Glee Club at Jefferson. So I also played in Faith Tabernacle Church with Danny Osborne and Louis Osborne. And that's basically when the guitar playing really got to happening for me
mm-hmm.
in the late 60s.
Mm-hmm. Been around a long time.
Yeah, and then I met that fella George Page, the Master Blaster, who was my dear brother, who worked for KBOO. And by the way, I want to say congratulations to you guys for 45 years of community radio. But I just sent off an envelope to you guys in George's name, $50 pledge to your pledge drive.
All right.
And I'd like to put a challenge out there to any Portland musicians or anyone out there that loves community radio to contribute to KBOO, the things that they do for local musicians, for all the ethnic groups. There's a show for everybody on the KBOO playlist schedule. So support community radio and all the volunteers that put their blood, sweat, and tears into bringing you music 365 days a year. I really do appreciate your efforts.
And we appreciate you too, Boogie Cat. And we'll be right back. We're going to let our friends out of Membership Central again urge the folks to kind of follow your lead and to join the KBOO family here. So we'll be right back. But okay. Right now I want to talk to Janka and Justin and invite them to tell our little friend, tell our friends about KBOO.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Shahid. And maybe we can bring Janka up as well. We just couldn't miss that opportunity to segue. And thanks to Mr. Sylvester for taking time out of his busy day and to tell us a story to bring blues royalty here to Portland. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Norman's telling you to do it, and I'm not going to be the one to say he's wrong. We're asking you to call in 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. This is a labor of love, and Shahid Hamid is one of our great cultural ambassadors and just doing it right now on It Takes a Village. He also does blues and more on Saturdays, and so we're really grateful for that. We got a lot of tickets to give away. Well, I got a small number of fabulous tickets. I noticed that B.B. King himself will be at the Elsinore Theater in Salem on March 1st. $120 on your card right now will get you and someone that you love in to see B.B. King in Salem at the Elsinore Theater. I have only one pair of tickets to see B.B. King. If you can put that on your credit card right now, 877-500-5266. I have one pair of tickets to see Women with the Blues, Ann Weiss, Mary Flower, LaRonda Steele, Janice Scroggins. That's going to be at the Alberta Rose Theater on March 22nd. $60 on your credit card today will get you. I only have one pair to see Women in the Blues. Call right now, won't you? 877-500-5266.
You know, you heard Norman Sylvester say he's pledging $50. At least pick that up and pledge at least $50 right now. You know, you think maybe $50 sounds like a lot. Well, actually, it's really easy to do because you can do it out of your checking account every month. That's what I do. That's what so many people do to support community radio. You could do $5 or $10. Maybe you could do $25 or $30 a month to support this community resource. And the number to call again is 877-500-5266. If you aren't able to call right now, just remember that number. It's 877-500-KBOO. When you have a chance, pull out your phone and give us a call. And I would say actually do it now so you can pick up one of these hot tickets for some of these blues shows that are coming up here in Portland, and you know, use it for a Valentine's Day gift with a loved one. Take them out to some blues music. Yeah, a lot of supporters of the blues here at KBOO. We broadcast the Blues Fest every summer, and I know that a lot of you tune in for that. If you appreciate the fact that we do that and you want us to keep doing it, then give us a call and support this community radio station. 877-500-5266. At least $50. Come on, you could do that.
And I know they do appreciate it because they've been tuning in for year after year for our cultural ambassadors, and blues is something we do well. Shahid and Tom Wendt on Saturdays alternate. I just was looking here and I noticed we've got one pair of tickets to see Keb Moe on April 30th at the Aladdin Theater. I was thinking that maybe someone who's doing all right, maybe they got their tax money back again. Maybe you could put $240 on a credit card today. You're a true blues lover and you want to be part of the KBOO community. We send you to B.B. King on March 1st in Salem. Woo. And Keb Moe on April 30th at the Aladdin Theater, $240, and that's a retail value of almost $200. So you're not leaving a lot of money on the table for the radio station, but we're givers. That's how we do it. Pick up your phone right now, 877-500-5266.
You know, maybe you tune into multiple radio stations, but KBOO is your favorite because KBOO is the one that that is connected to the community. Maybe you tune in every single day, or you tune in once or twice a month, but you support the mission of KBOO. You support the fact that we're a community resource. We're live, real people right here in the air, and that the vast majority of our programming is produced right here in our Portland studios by volunteers. And if you support that mission, you support the fact that we've been doing this now for 46 years. We're in our 46th year, and we're able to do this only through community support. And I know that you're listening and you love this station, and I think you support our mission. If you support what KBOO does, support what KBOO represents, then give us a call and say, yes, I can fit that into my budget. I can do $5 a month to support community radio. I could do $10 a month, or I could do, you know, $60 or $100 right now and pick up a pair of tickets to one of these great blues shows. We can tell you all about it if you call that number, 877-500-5266. You've been listening to Shahid, one of the great volunteer programmers here at KBOO. He's been here many years producing great radio, trained right here at the station. So many of our volunteers come in and are able to get trained and get on the radio. It's an amazing phenomenon.
And that doesn't make him old, that makes him experienced. That's what it is. So folks, it's not the amount of money that you give, it's that you stand up and be counted, that you get involved. I think Mr. Sylvester has really set the tone right here. He's putting his money where his ears are. We're asking you to do the same. We're going to hand it back to Shahid and Norman, but remember, the only way the lights are on and the signal is coming to you and people are receiving that training is because you, dear listeners, find pocket change and turn it into social change. So do that online at kboo.fm. It's secure. You can do that from anywhere on earth, or you can call us right now, toll free, from anywhere in North America. We're waiting to hear from you. 877-500-KBOO.
Thank you, Jenka, and Justin. And, you know, a lot of folks talked about my longevity here, and it's a labor of love, as you mentioned, Justin. And even if I wasn't a programmer, I still would be listening to KBOO diligently every day, because this kind of raw radio and the raw truth of our public affairs, our news departments and so forth, is worthy of our contribution. So please follow Boogie Cat's suggestion, or follow his lead, and call today and become a family member of KBOO. And you know, if there's one silver lining to the weather today, it's that a lot of folks are at home and probably are listening.
And
we're gonna
we're gonna
expand our It Takes a Village program today in honor of African American History Month and in honor of our membership drive. So please give us a call at 877-500-5266. We're going to get back to talk with Boogie Cat in just a minute, but we really need for you to go to your telephones right now and dial 877-500-5266. And Boogie Cat himself said that he has some of his CDs that he want to offer as premiums for those of you who call with your membership donation and so forth, that he's gonna make some of his CDs available to us. So please give us a call at 877-500-5266, and we'll be right back in just a minute and finish our discussion. Continue our discussion with Boogie Cat Sylvester in just a moment.
When I was down in Louisiana as a young man, I used to watch all the old country gentlemen Watch them pretty Louisiana women walk down the country road. Every once in a while, one of them would say, "That girl is fine as frog hair." And I asked one of them, I said, "What does that phrase mean, fine as frog hair?" He said, "Young man, have you ever seen hair on a frog?" I said, "No, sir, I have not seen hair on a frog." He said, "It's got to be some pretty fine stuff." I said, "Oh, I get it. Louisiana women, fine as frog hair. Check it out. Down in Louisiana, don't you know, the women are fine from the head to the toe. Born on the bayou in a shotgun house, the best kept secrets in the South. Well, they fine as frog hair. Well, they fine as frog hair. Frog hair so fine, it just can't be seen. Here come my brother and all of his friends hanging around my house again. Only one good thing about that scene, all the pretty women that they bring. Well, they fine as frog hair. Well, they fine as frog hair. Frog hair so fine, it just can't be seen.
Norman.
Yes.
Finest frog hair, huh?
Yeah, that's what the old fellas used to say about the good-looking Louisiana girls. That would also apply to the good-looking Oregon women as well.
You know, you should be a politician, man, as well as a blues musician.
Well, I had to throw that in, but can I say something random, man? The people that was talking about the pledge drive, the lady and the young man, She said it doesn't make him old, it makes him experienced. I like that. That's a song lyric. I wrote that down. And then he said, "Put your money where your ears are." I like that. That's
yeah, George
lyric
used to say that.
I'm
going to
write
time.
That lyric down. Okay, tell him thank you very much.
I certainly listen. Will. George used to say that a lot. You know, put your money where your ears are. You know,
yeah, that's nice.
Back what you believe in and stuff like that.
You know, what you just played, my friend, was the pre-release of my CD, Blue Stains on My Hands.
Yeah, I got a sample copy.
Was recorded at Ethos. They recorded it free for me over there. The released version of that song has LaRonda Steele, my daughter Lanann on it. It's being played on Sirius Satellite Radio now. And that's the CD that I'm going to donate to anybody that contributes to KBOO today. I got 3 CDs that I'll drop off over there to you for $25 or more donation.
All right.
Blue Stains on My Hands, which is my latest CD. It's getting airplay overseas, Sirius Satellite, around the country. So it's really going really good, Blue Stains on My Hands.
When I got a copy, I think one of the things that kind of leaps out at you is you're becoming known for that as much as your music, as much as your dedication to the blues, as much as your dedication to young people and informing young people about the history and the wealth of the blues and the wealth of the blues experience in terms of influencing a lot of British artists and so forth. Your wardrobe. You're becoming known. I mean, when you see that CD cover with that wardrobe, you know, it's colorful.
My wife, Paula, gets all the credit for my wardrobe, man.
Is that right?
She knows what I wear. She's out in the shopping mall, and she sees something that might work for me. Sometimes I'll lay it on the bed and say, I don't know if I like that color. But eventually I put it on, and it's always a hit. She bought me a yellow pinstripe when it took me a while to wear a yellow pinstripe. I'm a big dude, you know. And the red suit, this probably everybody sees, it's got gold threads in it. And it's pretty bright on a sunny day. But that's, you know, I love my dad and uncles in Louisiana. My dad out here used to dress like that on the weekend. They work hard all week.
Yeah.
On weekend, whether they're going anywhere or not, man, they put on spat shoes on Sunday and go to church. they dress up to the nines, and that's the way I came up, man. So I love that kind of presentation. It just makes me feel good inside.
That's a little known part of our culture. Again, the culture is so rich, but just like you say, you know, we used to work hard the weekend, work hard all week, and then the weekend, you know, you step out a little bit, you know, and you get dressed and so forth.
My uncles would come out the field, man, with mud from head to toe on a weekday, man, and getting up with the roosters in the morning and going to bed after sundown, and on Sunday and Saturday, dude. You couldn't touch them, man. They were so sharp. They was cleaner than the Board of Health, man. They looked so good. So that's where that comes from. That influence comes from
I guess
that old down-home upbringing, man, where you shine on when you can. My grandma said, if you ain't got but $10 in your pocket, son, dress like you got $100. And some good smiles and good luck and blessings will come your way.
Well, I guess also, too, it gives credence to that old adage that behind every great man there's a great woman, you know.
True. Yes, indeed. And all
she's making your clothes for you.
A lot of the blues songs are about the need and the love for women's love lost and love gained, and it's a very foundation of the blues.
Mm-hmm. You've always been a family man too. You know, I had talked about it. I think one of your CDs, but the one I led off with, talks about a family affair. In addition to your musical family, you have Mr. Shoemaker, who played with you for many years.
30 plus, man. I've been knowing him for 30 years. He's been my bass man. Janice Scroggins has been with me 30 years. LaRonda Steele's 20 years. Renato Caranto going on 20 or more years off and on with me. Dover Weinberg, who's now playing with Robert Cray, is still playing with me when he's in town. He's doing double duty with me and Lloyd. So the commitments, since I've had this band, the Norman Sylvester Band, I've used maybe 24 keyboard players over the years. Those are all part of my family. The background singers that I've used, Gretchen Mitchell, Sarah Billings, who I'm using now, my daughter Lynanne is singing with me again. LaRonda's still with me. They come back, man. We did a big deal at Jimmy Max, a 30-year celebration, and sold it out, man, because... And I only got through 2 CDs before the show was over. I got to do another show at Jimmy Max to finish up the other CDs.
Okay, well, you let us know when that takes place so that we can let our audience know and... and let them know when that's going to take place, because I know it's going to be all the way live.
Yeah, Shahid, I'd like to thank KBOO too. We are doing the Inner City Blues Festival again on April 5th at the Melody Ballroom. Mm. You guys have simulcast that for us every year. Mm-hmm. We are doing that again this year on April 5th with Zydeco Music. We got Reggie Houston there. We got Duffy Bishop. Horn, Strange Tones, and the Volcano Vixen, Norma Sylvester, Jim Meese, Lloyd Jones, LaRonda Steele, Steve Chesbro, Tepes Hodge, a little young acoustic player, from 6 to midnight at the Melody Ballroom. Ticket Tomatoes has got the tickets, advanced ticket sales. So we thank you guys for partnering with us and all the stuff you do at the Waterfront.
Man, you know, that's what KBOO is about, man.
That's
you
what I'm saying,
man.
It's worth a mint to the community, man. I mean,
could you
know,
imagine
I know
us not being
volunteers.
Could you imagine us not being here? You know, this is one of the things that we try to tell folks, and the reasons why we should support KBOO is because, you know, if this town loses this radio station, and a big chunk of its culture, I think, would be affected.
I look back at Eugene Rashad, Tom Wendt, Rosemary Allen back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those DJs, you know, George Page, the Master Blaster, who I had been knowing for years. He and I was working on a video when he passed. We was doing a Norman Sylvester video. Mm-hmm. We'd go out every day, go to the cornfields out there by the airport and shoot footage of me picking corn and all that kind of stuff, trying to do a video. We never completed it because of his, you know, untimely passing. But I love the memories of the Master Blaster and his voice. Actually, funny story. The first time I did the radio program with George, I came dressed to the nines. I met George at the door. He was carrying vinyl LPs in a apple crate with cut off
jeans, right?
No, what, sweats.
Mm-hmm.
With no socks.
Yeah, that's it. That's
no
him.
Sleeves on the sweatshirt. He looked at me and said, Norman. He said, can't nobody see you on radio, man. You don't need that suit on. So after there, when I'd go do the show with him, I would dress down a little bit, but not too much. But he had me cracking up. He was a great guy.
He really was. I used to come in down and just watch him do radio because I was learning at that time. And who better to learn from than George Page?
Yeah, he had a special connection with the community. He knew people in the community. So
yeah.
He shout out to certain people who he knew liked certain music. He said, oh, yeah, old Nasty Norton out there. He liked this song. I'm going to play this Sonny Stitt for him, you know. And I said, man, who's Nasty Norton? So, you know, we'd be cracking up in the studio. I just I look back on that time with I cherish those memories, of course. Mm-hmm. And, you know, community radio is a great asset to us, man. I mean, it's a voice for the people. The local musicians love it because you guys play our stuff. So to all the local musicians listening out there, you guys go to the phone and come in and pledge something to Community Radio KBOO for the support that they give you.
On that note, I'm going to let Justin just follow up with that, Norman, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment. We're going to let Justin really emphasize what you're saying. Justin?
Of Giants here. Thank you so much, Shahid. We're briefly interrupting this fabulous interview because, as Norman is saying, this is how we keep the lights on, that there's so many musicians, there's so much history in these hallowed halls, and the way we do another 45 years is by enticing you, dear listeners, to figure out what it's worth to you to come on in or to call us up at 877-500-5266. This is our winter membership drive. My name is Justin. I'm joined by Jenka, and we are trying to entice you, dear listener, to figure out what it's worth for you to change your pocket change into social change. 877-500-5266.
Thanks, Justin. And that little voice you heard is my one-year-old, and we are here. It's a community effort here. It's the KBOO family. We're all in this together, and we're trying to raise $94,000 during the next 10 days. This is one of the few times a year we come to you, the listener, and ask for your support. This is the way that this station is funded. Unlike commercial stations that take money from corporate sponsors to put on advertising and interrupt your programming, KBOO doesn't do that. We provide 24/7 content just straight from these hosts to your ears. And we do that only because we have your support. We have the support of listeners like you that decide to pick up that phone and make that commitment. 877-500-5266. We got about 20 minutes left in the show. We have to raise $250 in the next 20 minutes. I think that's pretty reasonable. That's pretty easy to do. That's actually just a couple of you doing $11 a month. If you can put $11 a month into your budget, you know, think about that. That's just a couple of cups of coffee or a couple of beers. You could take that out and put that into your community.
Well, and not only that, you're going to get the improved quality of signal when you help make it possible. And since we're givers, we're giving this away and let you decide what it's worth to you. We're asking you to start a membership at any level. Maybe that will get the kid to be pacified. B.B. King, one pair. One pair of tickets for $120 on your credit card right now. That's on March 1st. $120.
Wow, those tickets haven't gone yet?
They haven't gone. I've got one pair. I've also got Keb Mo April 30th at the Aladdin Theater. That's $120. And think about it. That's got a retail value of $90 for that pair. So you're not leaving a lot of money on the table to go around, but that's not the point. It's that you stand up and be counted. I've got... for a $90 membership, you can put that on your credit card today. I've got three pairs of tickets to Amos Lee with Black Prairie at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall on February 16th. So that's coming up. Won't you call right now and introduce yourself? 877-500-5266. Say thank you to Shahid. Say thank you to Norman Sylvester for taking the time. And indeed, say thank you to all of our cultural ambassadors who come here every hour of every day for 45 years now in order to enrich, entertain, and educate all the people in the area and indeed the world. Call us right now, 877-500-5266. That way we can put these tickets into your hands. In a minute here, I'm going to hand it back to Shahid and Mr. Sylvester, but I just can't imagine. If there's another hour in the day, we'll fill it. And whatever it is we're not doing, why don't you call up and tell us? Is there something you'd like to hear? Or maybe call up and tell us all of the things we've done right, all of the things that have really enriched your life. It is so wonderful to hear Shahid and Norman Sylvester talk about the ways that KBOO has influenced their lives and the community's lives. That's not scripted conversation. This is the real meal deal. Neil, we're asking you to call right now, toll free, 877-500-5266. A modest $250 for all the thousands of people who are listening right now. I think that's incredibly doable. So do that online at kboo.fm or call us toll-free, 877-500-KBOO. The time is now, and the opportunity is yours. I do have one pair of tickets to see Women with the Blues. That's Ann Weiss, Mary Flower, Janice Scroggins, LaRonda Steele, more Portland Blues royalty. That is for a modest $60 donation on your credit card right now at 877-500-5266. We like to think that we're giving an awful lot. We're giving you the signal. We're giving you the education and the entertainment. And if you would just give us a call, we can give you tickets. We can't stop. It's how we roll here. 877-500-5266. You can do that online at kboo.fm or just call us up and introduce yourself. Toll free, 877-500-KBOO.
One of them days when the blues is in control. Early this morning, there's a voice in my head. Said, you wanna get up, boy, you won't stay in bed. I missed my bed, I cried my eyes red. Sweet loving memories like butterflies in my head. I'm trying to face the truth, trying to feel better. Since you walked out my life, I can't get myself together. She broke my heart, she treated me like a fool. Never thought my woman could be so cruel. It's one of them days, oh Lord, when the blues is in control. My heart is empty, oh Lord. Cell phone. She said, FYI, Norman, I ain't never coming back home. She sent me an email, it was highlighted in red. Said she was sleeping in another man's bed. I picked up my 38 and a bottle of gin. Looks like I'm going back to jail again. Oh yeah, I got crazy.
Norman, I guess it's just one of those days, huh?
One of them days when the blues is in control, bro.
Yeah, well, on that day, boy, that the blues was certainly in control. He's going to jail.
Well, you know, one thing about it, that song, that the CD Blue Stains on My Hands is dedicated to the true blues artists of the past that really the only thing that they had that they could count on back in their early days was their family, the woman, the woman they loved. They didn't want nobody messing with that woman. You know, and that the love lost thing comes in there, and that's how those songs came to be, a lot of them. So I wanted to do that particular song. It's a bit graphic in that one verse, but it's just, you know, just kind of tapping back into the old style of the blues, the phrasings and the lyrics.
Well, you know, that's indicative of the blues. You know, we could say is some folks, I guess, could look at it and say it's kind of graphic, but, you know, I mean, like you said, that was like all we had was work and our woman and the weekend.
But, you know, Shaheed, one thing we're missing here today, if we talk about the history of the Portland history, North Portland, Northeast Portland, the old places we used to hang out, the Cotton Club, the Royal Esquires, the
Geneva's.
You know, let's talk to those people, man, and say if they're listening tonight, today, to make a pledge. You know, if they ever listen to the Staple Brothers at Niecy's or Gabby's, Milton and the Oscars, if they ever heard the Staple Brothers play Taxi, the song Three Times a Night, when little Frankie Redding, the Funk Master, was playing with the Staple Brothers. Mm-hmm. If they remember the Monarchs or the Majestics from back in the day, Lanny Hunt and the Majestics, Ira Mumford, Ralph Black, all those old musicians from around the area, call in and make a pledge, because the Portland music history is strong, man. I could just go on forever talking about those artists of the past.
You know, you're absolutely right, and we could just look at the Blues Festival, and we can see how it keeps getting bigger and bigger every year, you know, and many people may not know that you were one of the first performers on tap for that very first Blues Festival.
Yeah, the Rose City Blues Festival was all local artists, and it was a one-day festival, and the headline was John Lee Hooker. And that was a special day. Everybody was on point on the A game. We had Curtis there, Lloyd, myself. It was just a wonderful day. I have video of that particular festival and a photo that I cherish of John Lee Hooker with his arm on my shoulder talking to me. And every time I look at it, I get misty-eyed, man, because John Lee, you know, is an icon. He's gone on to play in the blues band in the sky, but he paid his dues tremendously and made tons of contributions to the music.
You're listening to a special broadcast today of It Takes a Village. I am your host, Shaheed Hamid, here with Norman Boogie Cat Sylvester. He's consented to come and do a very special interview in terms of in honor of our membership drive, supporting KBOO and our winter membership drive, as well as sharing some African-American history with us. So we certainly want to thank him. And tell our audience real quickly, Norman, how'd you get the name Boogie Cat?
The name Boogie Cat was synonymous with the last name Sylvester. Sylvester Cat was my cartoon character.
Oh, that was my guy, man. See, I didn't know that.
So what happened was a lady back in my beginning, back in 1987, the name of Abby Waring, was an artist. So I said, I want to do a strolling cat for my trademark for the state of Oregon for my business. And she drew me from my photo, she drew a cat strolling, playing a guitar, with spats on, a zoot suit, and a hat, but she put my chin, my nose, my facial features on the cat face, and that's my trademark. So the Boogie Cat production, that's how I got to be the Boogie Cat. And the Boogie Cat is also what we do. We just party. We're a party band. We play corporate parties. We play clubs, festivals. We're about helping people have a good time, like KBOO. We like to see people smile. We like to let them leave their troubles and listen to the music, you know what I'm saying? So that's why it's so important for your audience to support you. And they support the Boogie Cat as well. I want to say thanks to all my fans out there for all they do for me as well. And to you, my brother, for having me on today, I really appreciate it.
The honor is ours, Boogie Cat. Norman, we really treasure you now. While you're one of the, as I mentioned, you're one of the icons of blues here in Portland, and we certainly appreciate you maintaining that representation. And I think that's one of the things I wanted to talk about, because we would like to get more of our youth involved. What are some things we can get to? I know hip hop and all of that is relevant to some degree, but we can't lose and forget about the blues, because that's the base. What are some of the things that we could do, you think, that could make blues more accessible to our young people?
Well, a good example of what we can do is I'm working with the PTA and over at the Irving School, and young man by the name of Jason Blumcross, and he's written grants to RAC, and I'm doing I did one semester this year, last year, two semesters last year, one this year, and I'm teaching as a part of music and social change with the language arts class. The children write about social change, about their lives, about their passions, and they're graded on that, but then they're sent to me. I go there Mondays and Wednesdays for 1 hour, and I help them turn those songs, those essays, into songs with the rhythm machine, and I burn a disc, and they learn that song. And then we just last week took in the whole band with Janice and LaRonda and Rob and Paul and myself. We had a one-day recording session where all these children, 16 songs, came in and sang their songs with the band. Now, the grooves we're using in these songs are some old grooves from retro blues, retro R&B, and when we're doing that, we tell the kids who these artists are. So we give them chapter and verse about the blues, the R&B, the roots of the music, as we are giving them the process of making a song. So we're in the process of mixing those songs down now, but that program should be citywide, to where not just for Black History Month, but 365 days a year, talk about the history of the music. I mean, the universal speech about the origin. Well, we're only good at anything we do. That's our reference point. We reference here, and we go to here and create something that's better. So that's what we're doing. We're just carrying that torch on. I think it should be around citywide. And I'm doing what I can to help get it out. I know there's a lot of artists in residencies at other schools doing some things. And those kind of things are really important to keep that history going, and I love it, man. I think the kids, I've seen kids come out of these shells, man, that was shy at first and found out they had a voice, and they were just smiling, stepping up to the mic and grooving with their little song. It brings them out of their shell. If you take the words out and put them on paper, that's a special thing, and share them with the world, that's a special thing, and it heals you inside.
Yeah. Well, Norman Boogie at Sylvester, again, we want to thank you so much for taking part in our special broadcast today and making yourself available. And before we close, I'd just like to thank you from the bottom of my heart for always being accessible. But what do you want to be? How would you want to be remembered here in Portland? How old are you, in terms of your legacy?
As a man that followed his passions. My first, if you want to say what is my lifetime achievement award, my lifetime achievement award is probably fatherhood. I'm so proud of my children that, that's my full-time job. You know, family is my main focus. And I think I tried to carry that over into my music by embracing all the artists that work with me. I just want to be remembered as a man that followed his passion, and I was dedicated to my dreams. to Thank achieve you. My dreams.
Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you around town, and particularly on Blues and More, and much more. And Tom Went is right here on K-Booth. So thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and I want the phones to be ringing over there, man. I hope you reach your goal.
I certainly hope so, too. We're going to stop out to just talk with Justin in just a moment. But again, Big Head, thank you so much for It Takes a Village. I'm Shahid, and thank you all for listening. And stay safe. Until next time, thank you.
And we're just reminding everyone that you got just a couple seconds here before the news headlines to give us a call. Be like Norman Boogie Cat Sylvester and call us right now, 877-500-KBOO. Thank you so much to Christina in Portland for starting a new membership. You are blazing trail here. We're grateful to everyone who has called and everyone who is moving to their phones right now to call 877-500-5266. You can do that online at kboo.fm. You can get some tickets to some of these blues shows. We've got all sorts of gifts. Why don't we sort that out when you call our volunteers here who are answering the phones, 877-500-5266.
You know, we're about to start this Beatles special. It's the anniversary of the day that the Beatles arrived in the U.S. It's an amazing all-afternoon special, so definitely stay tuned. All of the volunteers are coming together to put together all kinds of special programming for this membership drive. We only have, like Justin said, a few seconds to raise the goal for this show. If you appreciate Shahid's work, maybe you want to make a tribute to George Page like Norman Sylvester did. Give us a call right now. Whether you could do that $10 a month contribution, $5 a month, or maybe you could do $60 or $100 right now. And the basic membership is just $40. 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-5266.
That's right. Stand up and be counted. We're switching over to the Beatles here, from the blues to the Beatles. We got a lot of ways to thank you when you give us a call. We're very grateful to everyone who has done so far. Get your call out of the way. You can enjoy the rest of our membership drive, and we are grateful. 877-500-KBOO.
You are listening to
Bagels. Bagels.
Oh, over here.
No, that's a hockey puck.
Oh. Oh, no, I don't know. Lunch is on its way.
Lunch is on its way.
It's time for the KBOO News at noon for Friday, February 7th. I'm Kristen Yount. Breaking news from Turkey. A passenger on a plane en route to Istanbul this morning tried to hijack the plane by saying there was a bomb on board. Pegasus Airlines flight originated in Kharkov, Ukraine. The would-be hijacker wanted the plane to go to Sochi, where the Olympics were kicked off yesterday. Preliminary reports stated that he was inebriated with alcohol, and after careful handling by the flight crew, he agreed to allowing the plane to land. The plane was accompanied by F-16 fighter jets. It landed safely in Istanbul's Sabiha-Gökçen Airport. There are reportedly 110 people still on board. Reports say that the suspect has been subdued, and the pilot gave the go-ahead to board the plane behind the locked door of the cockpit. An ongoing problem in Brazil came to a head as officials in Rio de Janeiro announced another fare increase. A fare increase proposed last year was put off after people organized large protests. In response to the recent announcement of the increase, members of the Passe Libre, or the Free Pass movement, busted turnstiles and ticket booths, and thousands of commuters went through them. Riot police used tear gas to disperse the group. Commuters are fed up because the rate increase affects the poorest and most vulnerable of the working class. They cite poor service, and there is a disparity over the billions of Brazilian reals being spent on the World Cup. Talks between negotiating teams of the Portland Association of Teachers and the Portland School Board were called off today because of the snow. A mediation session is set for Sunday, and it should go forward as planned. Precipitation in the Portland metro area will resume this afternoon, potentially giving us another 2 to 4 inches in snow form. Wind will be below 10 miles per hour with higher wind velocities in the gorge. TriMet says the whole fleet of around 500 buses are all chained up, but may not be on schedule. Some riders report that buses are not stopping for them, so be seen and be safe. That's going to do it for the KBOO News at Noon today. Please tune in every weekday at 5 p.m. for the latest in local, national, and international news brought to you by dedicated volunteers in our Southeast Portland studios.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Aladdin Theater, presenting singer-songwriter David Wilcox with Justin Farron Friday, February 22nd at 8 p.m. Tickets and information for David Wilcox, February 22nd at Aladdin-Theater.com.
And in the end,
and now, stay tuned for a KBOO Music Special.